This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The number of coronavirus infections in the United States has passed 9 million cases, with more than 229,000 dead. President Donald Trump and his challenger Joe Biden continue sparring over the virus while visiting the nation's heartland. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Numbers tallied by Johns Hopkins University show new cases in the U.S. are now at levels not seen since the summer in hard-hit Iowa.
Here at the fairgrounds, the Iowa State Fair canceled for the first time since World War II.
Biden pledged he has a plan to fight the virus, while in Michigan, the president said his rival's plan is to shut down the country.
There will be no school, no graduations, no weddings, no Thanksgivings.
Again, insisting the nation is rounding the turn on the pandemic. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A strong earthquake struck Friday in the Aegean Sea between the Turkish coast and the Greek island of Samos, killing at least 14 people and injuring hundreds amid collapsed buildings and flooding. We get more from AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Emergency workers rescuing a person trapped in rubble. Turkey's official Anadolu news agency says work continues pulling the injured from wrecked buildings in the Izmir region. Turkey's disaster and emergency management presidency says the earthquake was centered in the Aegean Sea at a depth of 10 miles and registered at a 6.6 magnitude, while U.S. experts put it at more like 7. Multiple shocks have struck the region. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
On Wall Street, a bad day for tech stocks plunged prices lower on Friday with all three major indices, the Dow, the S&P, and the Nasdaq, closing in negative territory. This is VOA News. France stepped up security nationwide on Friday to guard against new Islamist attacks following the fatal stabbings at a church in Nice, while Muslims in other countries protested in the streets over perceived French slights to the Prophet Muhammad. President Emmanuel Macron has deployed thousands of soldiers to protect sites such as places of worship and schools. France's security alert was at its highest level in response to the second deadly knife attack in its cities in 2 weeks. Police were holding a 21-year-old Tunisian migrant over the attack in Nice, in which a man shouting Allahu Akbar decapitated one woman and killed two other people in the Notre Dame Basilica on Thursday. The attack took place at a time of swelling anger among many Muslims across the globe over the issue of French cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad, which they deemed to be insulting and blasphemous. A Kenyan court on Friday sentenced two men to serve 18 years in prison for conspiring with Al-Shabaab extremists who killed 67 people at Nairobi's Westgate shopping mall in 2013. The chief magistrate said the offense committed was serious, devastating, destructive, and called for punishment by the court in handing down the terms of the sentence in a Nairobi courtroom. Wages and benefits for U.S. workers have been growing at a sluggish pace as employers hold the line on pay gains during the coronavirus pandemic. AP's Mike Hempen reports.
Total compensation for U.S. workers rose 0.5% in the third quarter. The Labor Department says that's the same as the second quarter and down from 0.8% in the first quarter. For the year ending in September, wages and benefits increased 2.4%. The slowest pace in 3 years. The figures suggest that businesses are closely watching labor costs as they recall millions of workers who were laid off in March and April when the coronavirus outbreak forced the closures of thousands of businesses nationwide. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Consumer spending in the United States continues to rise, but the pace is slowing. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
A Commerce Department report shows U.S. consumers increased their spending by 1.4% in September. The modest gain is better than expected and marks the fifth straight monthly increase, but it's far less than the big increases of late spring, and the slowing gains add to concerns that Americans remain cautious as the coronavirus pandemic has a resurgence across the country. The report also shows income, the fuel for spending, rose 0.9% in September, a moderate gain that follows a 2.5% drop in August. Consumer spending is the primary driver of the U.S. economy. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.